I direct the creative power of my life by my thinking. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, School of the Master, and good stuff like that, here in Campo, California. The statement, I direct the creative power of my life by my thinking, is a universal statement that every philosophy endorses. Every philosophy says this. Every psychology says it. Every teacher teaches this. Every being practices this who is successful. And everybody is successful in practicing it. We practice it when we say it doesn't work, and it doesn't work. We practice it when we say it does work, and it does work. Each one of us are the master of our life, the master of ourselves, by our words and by our thinking. What kind of thinking would you like to have in your life? What kind of thinking would you like to have in your life? What kind of results would you like to have in your life? Would you like to have all these good things, abundance, harmony, peace, right action, truth, glory, you know, all that good stuff? Would you like to be a master? Oh my, wouldn't that be wonderful to be a master? Well, be careful. When you are a master, you don't make mistakes. Oh. And when you don't make mistakes, then you also don't see other people making mistakes. And when you don't see other people making mistakes, you live in a beautiful world. I don't want to say perfect world, but a beautiful world. You live in a world where there are no mistakes. No. Please understand, the word mistake means you did not do something by accident. It was not a mistaken activity. It was by choice. So if anybody in your world does something terrible, they have chosen to do that. If they have run over somebody with their car, they chose to do that. Oh, doesn't that sound terrible? I mean, yeah. Wouldn't that really blow your whole day and your life if you ran over somebody, killed somebody? Wow. If you hit them, that's bad enough. Yeah. But if you kill them, wow. Why is it in the billions and billions and billions of motor miles that people drive, why is it in the millions and billions of motor miles that people drive that there are not more people hit and run and hit and killed and hit and hurt, you know? And there aren't. There aren't. Because that is not in the consciousness of the drivers. The consciousness of the drivers is that they want to go from point A to point B, and they want to get there with no incident. You understand? Not that they want to get there with no incident. They just want to get from point A to point B, period, with no action in between. They don't want to remember the streets they drove on. They don't want to remember the roads they took, the highways they took. They don't want to remember the number of cars they passed. You drive down the block, two blocks. Do you keep track of every car you pass? Hardly. And do you keep track of every person walking on the sidewalk as you're driving along? Hardly. Do you keep track of every house number? Maybe Rhonda would do this, but do you keep track of every house number that you drive by? Do you keep track of the fact whether the light is on the porch or not? Or whether the bulb is red or blue or yellow or green, all signifying certain things, you know? Mm-hmm. You are an idiot not to keep track of all those things because those are in your world. But you see, they're not in your world. The only thing that's in your world is point A and point B. And how you get from point A to point B is in perfect harmony, without incident. You just go. Now, if you are a tourist, theoretically, you're interested in what's going on your journey. You're interested in driving through the states of the United States and enjoying each one of the states for their historic content and their present-day beauty and artistry and what have you. And, oh, really, is that what you're supposed to do? When people drive from here to New York, all they do is tell you the motels they stopped at. And usually it's late at night. And usually they have no idea what the city is like when they go drive through it. They drive through, it's a bunch of lights, stoplights mainly, and they drive through it, or take a freeway to go around it. They avoid any activity between point A and point B. Why do you think people take airplanes? They are not interested in what goes on between point A and point B. Now, you can be sure, when the airplane is flying over the ground, there are billions of people down below doing billions of things, having billions of wonderful happenings, and the scenery is glorious, and the billions and billions of trees and houses and things that are down there, the parks, and the children playing ball, and the girls going to their swimming class and learning how to swim. Don't. That's the last time I tell you. You have to be very definite, because if you allow things to come up in your consciousness that are contrary to what you want to have happen, then you're not a very good creator. You're not a very good boss. You have to be very definite on everything you do. Otherwise, things will happen that you're not intending to happen. Why do planes crash? Because somebody in the plane has a fear of the plane crash. One person? Well, one or more. But just one person is all it takes. Now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. One person. If you believe that, and I believe that, if you believe that statement, then that is a truism. And that means that if you're in an airplane and you think, I think we'll crash, it'd be kind of interesting to crash. You know, I want to end my life this way because it looks like I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't commit suicide or something like that. And, you know, who would think that I crashed the airplane by my thought? You know, well, stupid. But that's the way it goes. Now, people don't do that because people want to live. The basic attitude of human beings is to live. And even when it comes time to die, because their bodies give out, because they haven't taken care of them, they still want to live. They say, take care of me. And some people say, take the tube out. You know, my life support, remove it. And everybody says, oh, don't do that, that's terrible. Oh, terrible for who? For the person who's been suffering with the tube in them? Or for you, because you love them and you know you didn't talk to them enough and say, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect. You know, you didn't do your job. You didn't create the people in your world perfect. Right now there's a thing going on in Florida where the woman wanted the tube pulled. And they pulled the tube, and she died peacefully in her husband's arms. She said, oh, I am so happy. And the rest of the family are angry as hell and suing the husband for allowing his wife to die in the hospital when the hospital said it's okay, you know, to take the tube out. And what silliness. People have the right to live or die. And they have the right to put causes in motion to live or die. And it's against the law to commit suicide. You know that. How interesting. What are they going to do to somebody who commits suicide? They're dead, you know? They're going to put the body in prison and say, well, that's what we're going to do. Well, you don't do that. But you see, this is the wonderment of it all. This is the wonderment of it all, where people live their lives and they think that they are going to judge other people and they're going to control other people's lives. Well, what we want to do is to realize that our thoughts are things. And I direct the creative power of my life by my thinking. And the creative power of my life is that I live in a beautiful world. I live in a world filled with harmony, love, peace, right action, truth, joy, goodness, abundance. Mm. And I live in this world right now, and I experience it right now, and everybody around me experiences it too, because they are a reflection of me. They're a reflection of my thought, because I created them. So if you're experiencing wholeness, you can be sure it's because of me. But the thing is, you can do it yourself if you wish. You can have wholeness yourself if you want to put the cause in motion. If you want to speak your word, I direct the creative power of my life by my thinking. If you want to direct the creative power of your life by your thinking, the way you do that is to think properly. to think beneficially, to think harmoniously, to think lovingly, to think fantastic. Now, is that what you want for yourself out of life? If that's what you want for yourself out of life, then you must do the work. And anybody else does the work, you say, pray for me. What are you telling them? You're saying, practitioner, heal yourself. So if you're going to pray for me, anything that you've had wrong, you say, all is in divine order for me. First you heal yourself. And then you get around to healing the other person. Which sounds interesting, but that's true. Practitioner, first heal yourself. Jesus said that. Physician, heal thyself. First you heal yourself. Get the mote out of your own eye. Get the log out of your own eye. And then you can help others to purity and wholeness and goodness and right action. You see, but the thing is, by you asking someone to treat for you, you are giving them the greatest, most wonderful blessing they could ever receive from anybody, because they know that first they must heal their own attitude about themselves and only see wholeness in their life, and then look at you and see you whole and perfect because they are. Isn't that neat?
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful stuff. But that's what we teach. And people say that it seems like we're not doing the right thing, but we are. I direct the creative power of my life by my thinking. And what's the creative power of my life?
Wholeness.
Wholeness.
Love.
Right action. Peace.
I'm whole
joy.
And perfect.
Right. All those great things. And I say to you, have at it. But remember, you cannot do anything for anybody else unless you first do it for yourself. And that is pretty nice. So, have a lovely evening putting these beautiful concepts of the Absolute Philosopher in motion for yourself right now, and just watch the miracles happen in your life, because you are the miracle. And I love you, I love you, I love you.